Back home now, and a high-level group of strategic analysts is calling for the Australian government to take urgent action to enhance its territorial claims on Antarctica. The government-funded Australian Strategic Policy Institute has issued a report warning that climate change will generate tougher competition for territory and resources in Antarctica, and that Australia is not prepared for such threats. The authors of the report are calling on the government to appoint an ambassador to the region and to enhance its territorial claims by establishing a World Antarctic University. Barbara Miller has our report.
It's getting close to 100 years since the explorer Douglas Mawson led his expedition to Antarctica. The team built their base at Cape Denison, the birthplace of the Australian claim to a sizeable chunk of the coldest place on Earth. But the Australian Strategic Policy Institute paper lists a series of potential threats to the claim, including the possibility of oil exploration. The paper's authors are Anthony Bergen and Marcus Howard, the policy program leader at the Antarctic Climate and Ecosystems Cooperative Research Centre in Hobart.
As we reach a peak oil period, there may be increasing pressure from a range of interests to look at Antarctica and the waters off Antarctica as a potential source of hydrocarbons. And we believe that this challenge needs to be anticipated and considered, and Australia be in a position to respond to this.
Do we know how mineral-rich the area is?
No, and that's one of the issues, that in fact there were concerns in the 1980s about and 70s about potential mineral exploration, and in fact Australia took a lead in overturning a proposed regime that would regulate a mining in Antarctica on the basis that in fact it was not appropriate. And in a sense, Australia pushed very hard for what's called the Environmental Protocol to the Antarctic Treaty. But in a sense, the question remains about what is actually there, the resources. It seems to us that it's important to have at least the ability to scope out what the potential issues are going to be like before they arise in the medium to long term.
The authors highlight the challenges resulting from climate change, the decline in sea ice, a potential boom in tourism, the increase in unregulated and illegal fishing. They say the government needs to urgently draw up a white paper on Antarctica, appoint an ambassador to the region, look into establishing a World Antarctic University, and improve logistics.
We spend most of our effort close to the coast in Antarctica with the developments in relation to air transport to Antarctica. We have increased capacity to undertake scientific research and work deep field. That's in parts of the Antarctic Territory closer to the pole that we have never really been able to do. And that's something that, in a sense, understanding that the unlocking the mysteries of this ice shelves and inside the Antarctic Territory may provide us with really important information on global climate change.
Do you think that the government has neglected Antarctica?
I think that Antarctica is, in a sense, has waxed and waned. It was very significant 50 years ago. It was a very hot issue, in the late 1980s when the debate over mining in Antarctica was and environmental protection was at its height. And we think that at present it's, in a sense, become a more routine policy area. And we argue that it's timely that we look at Australia's interests and focus on those in relation to these challenges that are likely to arise in the next 50 to 100 years.
That's Marcus Howard from the Antarctic Cooperative Research Centre, ending Barbara Miller's report.